Here's what you need to know. Burnout is not a reflection of your worth, commitment, or skill. Burnout is temporary. However, at the moment, I'm sure it feels like it will never end. I know you're tired of the struggle, the sleepless nights, overwhelm, confusion, anxiety, and exhaustion, not to mention the constant feeling of being ineffective. You want your life back. You want to feel great again, and you will, because you are taking action to get your health back. You will crush the stressful obstacles in your path, because you're not here to suffer. You're here to create one badass reality. I'm Elia, an obstacle specialist on crushing stress, specifically work burnout. I'm a digging in the dirt kind of expert, a proof is in the pudding professional. The burnout to badass methods have come from my own charring experience. Here's what happened and why you need to know. Life imploded when I faced a huge business debacle. It was like the universe barfed on me. A business lawsuit left me in mental, emotional, physical, and financial ruin. But the spark of burnout didn't start here. It began years earlier. My burnout ignited during the financial crisis in 2008, which sent my business spiraling into debt. My business partner and I worked 7 days a week for 5 years to keep our action sports retail and manufacturing business alive. When we got our business back into the green, we got honest about how exhausted we were. We desperately needed time off, and not just a weekend or two, but years. Burnout can't be fixed by a long weekend. That's when we made a tough decision. We put our business on the market. Instead of selling right out, another company bought a majority. 13 months into the deal, a lawsuit was presented to us from our new partners. We sat staring at a letter accusing us of being really bad humans, the steal your kid's ice cream and toss the cat in the pool kind of people. My heart broke. Everything felt like a disaster. I resisted the mess in every way. Shoulds and shouldn'ts swirled around my mind and ruined my days. I shouldn't be in this situation. I should know how to fix this. This shouldn't be happening to me. I should have known better. I'm certain you know this very well, but haven't realized how much you've been using should as a way to berate yourself or keep your levels of output high. When I shoulded all over myself, I wanted to punch, kick, and throw things. A physical battle was teeming within, but bar brawls didn't pique my interest and aren't my style. The boxing gym was a lure, but I needed to be outside. I did consider purchasing a couple thousand old plates from Goodwill and smashing them, but I thought I might get arrested for using plates as weapons of mass destruction. Who knew what I'd do with the shards? My petrified mind created all sorts of nightmare scenarios. I will be financially ruined forever. I will become a bag lady, a lonely, dirty, especially sad, even among other bag ladies lady. I'm sure you've created some nightmare scenarios of your own. Don't fall for those sad stories. What I realized was that no matter how much you attempt to manage, fix, or change some situations, there are simply times when you must ride out the storm. Period. The chronic stress of a year spent in legal troubles pushed my already fragile body into full-blown nuclear war. I became very physically ill. I didn't know what to do. My desperation, my need to control what I couldn't, was maddening. I was running and, well, more like limping as quickly as I could in circles. Nauseous, dizzy, quaking, weighted down, and utterly exhausted, I visited a doc in the box. I walked in absolutely prepared to hear that I had the zombie flu or some rare infection. It turned out it wasn't the flu. The doctor looked at me and kindly said, "Nothing appears to be wrong with you. My diagnosis is that you are depressed." Shocked, I sat there. What kind of infection is that? Jokingly asking myself while tears rolled down my cheeks. Depressed? Was I depressed? Swine flu would have been better. I decided to see a few specialists. The last doctor I visited looked at me and asked the obvious question. How are your stress levels? I choked back the tears. They're kind of high, but I'm handling it fine. I mean, I'm doing everything I can to manage it. Then I nodded, crossed my arms, and gave her a huge smile. She likely imagined me as the Incredible Hulk right before he transforms.